This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Joe, good morning. Great to be with you this morning. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, especially my own mother, of course, my wife. And you got to throw the mother-in-law in there. So happy Mother's Day to the mothers in my life and all the moms out there.
Noted, noted. You got to throw the mother-in-law in there, and you can't work on Mother's Day, so it's always good to maybe pre-record the show.
that's right.
Congressman, lots going on. Let's start with something that seems to be, since January 20th, we have not been able to escape, and that's the talk of tariffs. Obviously, a lot of tariff news when it comes to our neighbor Canada. Overall, your thoughts on the tariff plans that have come out, that are planned to come out from the administration?
Well, look, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's hurting our economy. Our economy across the United States is struggling and has been thrown for a loop with these chaotic tariffs. In my district alone, trade with Canada supports tens of thousands of jobs. And our Canadian neighbors purchase over $500 million worth of goods just from my district in the Buffalo Niagara region. So, look, we have a mutual trade relationship with Canada. So when these tariffs go in, U.S. to Canada, all it comes down to is a tax for consumers. Consumers are going to pay more. So we're seeing the cost of goods and services immediately go up. And it's not just on Canada. It's on across the globe. So it's hurting our economy. It's hurting our relationships. But, you know, it's our community, Joe, that feels it the most. It's the Buffalo Niagara region where, you know, my own district, I have four bridges into Canada. The state of New York, you know, we have this border all the way up to the highest points of the great state of New York. And the border across the entirety of the United States is the largest continuous land border in the entire world with another country. And we have had over a century of peace, nearly two centuries of peace with our greatest neighbor, greatest ally, greatest trading partner. They do $1.3 trillion worth of economic purchases and goods and services crossing the border every single year. So when these tariffs came out that really hurt our community uniquely, hurt the northern border states, but really the pain is felt in the pocketbooks of all Americans across the board, and you see it in the economic impact of these tariffs. I led my colleagues in demanding that the Trump administration rescind its blanket tariffs. And so we're consistently urging the Trump administration to reverse these policies, I should say, that hurt regular cross-border traffic. And, you know, we really have to lower the temperature and reignite the relationship that we have with our greatest ally to the north.
Did you see anything promising in the remarks that were made with President Trump and Prime Minister Carney after their meeting?
Well, look, it's an opportunity to hit the reset button. And the reason President Mark Carney, in large part, was elected was because of the terrible, negative, disrespectful rhetoric coming out of the Trump White House. And what happened is that party that Mark Carney, the prime minister, now belongs to, rose up to challenge and to push back. And they elected someone that they said could challenge our president. You saw the same thing happen in Australia as well. And so, look, I've been very clear from the start that President Trump's trade war with our closest ally is going to hurt northern border communities like ours and slow down commerce and discourage travel to the U.S. and really damage our diplomatic goals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And so when you have a president who's actively working to undermine our deep economic and cultural ties with Canada through this reckless trade war, and the divisive rhetoric and the threats of annexation, making it the 51st state, Prime Minister Carney showed he's unafraid to stand up to President Trump and what the Canadian people believe is bullying and aggression. And so what we've really got to do here, and I hope with the meeting that they had at the White House between the Prime Minister of Canada and President Trump, we need to ease tensions. We need to resume normal trade operations that is really going to bolster our economies on both sides of the border and reverse this collision course that's been set off since January. And, you know, our path forward and really the path forward for our two great nations depends on it.
Any tariffs overall, anywhere that you and the Democrats could compromise with President Trump? Do you see any possibility for that? Maybe not with Canada, but with any of the tariffs or that have been proposed?
Tariffs have been a strong economic tool that's been used by our country for generations. And used in an appropriate manner, they can do good. They can strengthen our economy. They can grow U.S. jobs. And they can be used as a tool to make investments in the American economy. But when you put forward blanket tariffs across the globe at 25%, that is a 25% tax increase for consumers in our country. And then all of a sudden you rescind those tariffs 36 hours after you put them in. And then now it's 10%. It really becomes like a tariff roulette. And I think what we've seen is the chaos that's been created from this has resulted in a questioning of whether or not we are a reliable ally. And when you look at what's transpired, especially between the United States and Canada, remember our greatest ally and greatest trading partner, and a trade negotiation that was put in place under the previous Trump administration. Donald Trump signed the USMCA, a cross-border trade agreement with Canada, and then he violated that agreement that he not only negotiated, but that he signed. It proves to our allies and those across the globe that we are not reliable when it comes to agreements. That is not what we need to create a strong economy in the United States, certainly in New York and in Western New York, as we know that our Canadian allies are essential to driving our economy forward with the travel, the investment, the cross-border business, the cultural ties, and the real spending that happens at our hotels, at our restaurants, at the Bills games, at the Sabres games, you name it. You know, we are interdependent on our Canadian neighbors, and what has transpired has hurt our entire economy across the nation, but certainly and uniquely it's hurt us here in the Western New York region.
Here in Western New York, in Buffalo, the biggest city in your district, obviously we're heading towards the first mayoral election since my junior year of high school. But we have the budget proposal of Chris Scanlon. In the state budget, we've gotten the 3% bed tax in the city, and the sale of the garages were mentioned. And then you have State Senator Sean Ryan in his proposal to borrow money to get out of the mess. I just want to know your thoughts on the budget proposals and also your thoughts on how this primary is shaping out.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we need a strong city. And the key to our community being strong in our entire region is to have a strong core in the city of Buffalo. So it's essential that we're seeing investment, stability, and strength out of the city of Buffalo. I've lived in the city my entire life. My wife and I are raising our three kids in the city of Buffalo. And I know that when Buffalo thrives, our entire region thrives. And we need to create a strong Western New York city so to act as a bookend to the downstate economy. And I believe that we can do that, and we will do that. You know, I've seen firsthand the progress that takes real partnership across every level of government. So I've got to do my part at the federal level, and I'm doing that. So I'm working to ensure that we're protecting Medicaid, because, you know, if we see Medicaid get gutted to the level that has been proposed, we will see hospitals and nursing homes close. We will see people that depend on funding to uplift their insurance, especially those that are covered, middle class Americans that are covered by the Affordable Care Act through Medicaid funding. In my district, there are almost 300,000 people just in the 26th congressional, almost 300,000 people who rely on Medicaid in my district, including over 100,000 kids. And, you know, when we're talking about things like the federal government owing $6 million to the city of Buffalo, through FEMA from the December blizzard of 2022, or there's threats to community development block grant funding. These are investments that go directly into our neighborhoods throughout the city of Buffalo, or critical programs like the Home Energy Assistance Plan, HEAP, that over 100,000 people in Erie County. It's a federal program, but it comes to the county, and it goes into, you know, every area of the country. But, you know, they're talking about cutting billions of dollars at the federal level. That's what the president proposed. That would account for billions at the state level. Billions at the federal level, $600 million at the state level, and it would impact over 100,000 individuals in Western New York. Many of them we know are in the city of Buffalo. How do we grow our economy if people have to choose between keeping the heat on or paying the bills or going hungry? Like, we can't allow that to be the plight of people in our community. We have to make investments. So right now I'm fighting for a budget that works for our people in Western New York and New York State, across the country. This administration is canceling funding for our community that's already been approved, like library funding and infrastructure dollars, cancer research. I mean, we've grown the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, which is really a phenomenal investment. Billions of dollars that's been invested into our city that's helped to grow the economy. You know, you talked about there not being a mayoral race and since you were a kid. You know, it's been over 20 years. But you know what? Like, remember where we were 20 years ago? That's why I got involved in politics and government, because our community, particularly our city, was going in the wrong direction because of a lack of investment. And, you know, we've seen a resurgence in large part because of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Cancer research, biomedical research, research for autism, so many other diseases. It's bringing in world-renowned doctors from across the globe right here to our great city of Buffalo. We can celebrate that investment. It's growing jobs, growing our economy. We're seeing it in real time. And that's all under threat right now. So we're playing a lot of defense. We've got to make sure that Buffalo is being invested into. And, you know, listen, as far as the mayoral election goes, I'm going to let the Democratic process play out. The city's success is my priority. And I'm going to work with whoever the voters decide at the end of the day. I have confidence that the Democratic process is going to play out, and I have great confidence in the people of the city of Buffalo.
Congressman, I know we were supposed to end 3 minutes ago. Do you have time for one more question?
Sure.
I'm speaking of the libraries. I'm reading the book Unmatched. Uncharted. I keep saying Unmatched. Uncharted. Talking about the Biden debate performance and everything, the fallout from there. And obviously, looking to the midterms, you're in Congress. You realize that the Democrats have a good chance to take back over control of the House of Representatives in 2026. Looking back at the 2024 election, you were in Congress. It was running your first non-special election. Lessons learned in 2024. As a Democrat at the federal level, what are some lessons learned that you would like to see your party implement for the midterm elections?
Yeah, look, I think at the end of the day, it's about listening to the people. What is best for our community? What is best for our economy? How do we grow jobs? How do we make investment? How do we get people to recognize that the Democratic Party is for the working class? It's for those that want to raise themselves up and get paid a fair wage for a fair day's work, have union protections so that they're not threatened on the job and just disposed of some would just like to let them go without any sort of protections. You know, we are a party that has helped to strengthen the economy every single time that we have been in power down in Washington, D.C. And I believe there is a great lesson in looking back at history and seeing that when Democrats are in charge in Congress, this country, our economy thrives, jobs are created, and we see our greatest potential. So I believe that this party and the election next year will be indicative of that. I think what we're seeing out of this administration right now is antithetical to growing our economy, growing jobs, decreasing the cost of goods and services. We're seeing, unfortunately, just the opposite. So I believe in the people. I believe in the democratic process, and I believe the voters are going to speak overwhelmingly next November, and the Democrats will be in the majority in the House and potentially even the Senate.
Congressman Tim Kennedy, always great catching up with you, and would love to talk to you again soon, follow up on some of the VA stuff that I know you discussed throughout the week. But great catching up with you, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe. Yep, absolutely. Have a great day, and again, happy Mother's Day, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.